Welcome to Radio.
Hello. Welcome to Doctrine of Truth. Your host, Bishop Poole. So happy to have you again to be with us here. Amen. And we are always seeking the truth of God and how we can all share with one another and to find the correct answer. For the Bible says, get wisdom and all thy getting, get understanding. And we also desire to have you to call in, those of you. First, we always give prayer and give thanks to Almighty God. Here we always ask for prayer and hedge for protection for those that are listening, wherever you are. We say, Heavenly Father, we ask you to execute divine judgment against Satan demon activities and help us war in the spirit of Elijah according to 1 Kings 18:146, 9th chapter 10th and the 2nd verse. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind all Satan evil, wicked, demon, lying, and tormenting spirit and strong man, along with all their works, roots, fruits, and tentacles that will link against those that are listening. Those that have addiction, bad language, discouragement, fear, lust, insomnia, pride, stress, unwilling for sin, withdrawal, worries, all these spirits and strong men of all mental, physical, and emotional illness, sickness, disease, disorders, death, premature death, infirmities, infections, infamilization, viruses, infection, normal, abnormal cells. Lord, we ask right now that you come against it in your Son named Jesus Christ, against pain, against tumors, against spasms and cramps, abnormal growth, in the name of Jesus, in or on any part of our bodies, including our eyes, ears, nose, throats, the mouth, the back, the bones, the muscles, ligaments, tissues, blood, and blood vessels. In the name of Jesus, tumors and intestines, stomachs, prostates, thyroid, the brain, the liver, the heart, the lungs, cardiac disorder, diseases, reproductive disorder. In the name of Jesus, blood pressure, disease, because God, we know by your stripes that you are taking on the back, oh God, will bring healing and deliverance. And Lord, you came that you fought against the enemy, and you came to bring deliverance to your people, according to St. John, the 14th chapter, the 14th verse. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. We thank God, amen, that he is the panacea. There's a lot of things that are not absolute today. Amen. You have to be careful what you buy and what you eat and where you go. But one thing about God, the real God, that created the heavens and the earth, the one that formed the sun, the moon, the stars. Amen. He took one day and he did the heaven and the earth. And another day, took 6 days, he created, amen, the heavens and the earth, the moon, the stars. Each day he did a work. And the sixth day he created man. So we ourselves, those that are listening, even myself, you should not try to accomplish everything, amen, in one day, but make sure you do your groundwork first. Lay the foundation first. And this is what Blog Talk is about. we're about reaching out at grassroots levels and discussing and listening to testimonies and hearing people real live experiences that we can help one another. We don't know it all. That's why you go to college, say, I got a degree. That's a portion. Amen. God has everything. He owns everything. He sees everything. And he's about his people. He's about accomplishing his people. And he's about delivering his people. We've been discussing, for those of you that is listening, we thank God for you. Call a friend. Tell a friend that, you know, hey, Doctrine of Truth is back on the air. They're on the air, they're here, and having to call in and share. They might have something that they would like to share. Be very needful, amen, to all of us today, because God himself is hope. And we would have been discussing concerning the everybody is going to heaven. Everybody was discussing the book of Revelation, the 20th chapter, about heaven and about the new earth. And we say everybody's going to heaven. Jehovah Witnesses, the Mormons, the Unification Church, Christ Science, Christian Science, the Unity Church of Christianity, Scientology, the New Age Movement, Islam, the Pentecostals, the Baptists, the Catholics, amen, Judaism, Hinduism, you name it, we're all going there. We're all Buddhism. We're all headed that way. Transcendentalism, we all must meet. Amen. And there's one thing, the universal, is death. One thing man cannot hide, he cannot hide from. Amen. It's universal everywhere you go. Everywhere you go. But thank God. And we use this all the time. Thank God. Because John 3:16 said, God so loved the world. I mean, he loved everybody. All those names and denominations I have mentioned, he loved them. He loved them. He cared for them. And the reason, the underlying reason for why God cares, you think about it. Sometimes say, God so loved the world, and God has agape love. He has love, beyond all our understanding. You know, suppose somebody had built your house and your car, amen, and someone come along and tear up everything. Or you see them tearing up the house, tearing up your car, destroying your farm, and it is destroying what you own. And you look at the person, and many people come by and say, sir, are you going to stop this man from destroying what you have built? And you may respond, well, you know, I love the person. He doesn't know what he's doing. And you know, if he understands that who I am, then, you know, I will forgive him for what he's doing. So in the book of Revelation, the 20th chapter, and we're going to, you know, regress a little bit here because of the fact we're laying a foundation here, laying the groundwork. 20th chapter of Revelation. And the 12th verse, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And books was open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And death was judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. What you working on? All of us working. I'm sorry. I might not be able to see your face, but I know you're working on something. You did something today for your project, or your home, your investment, but you yourself put your energy and time into that. Now, here is we have to understand why God loved you so much. Because of the fact it wasn't your fault. It was not your fault that we all in this chaotic condition. Trouble everywhere, all over the world, wars, death. And it's not your fault, and it was because of one man. One man caused it all. And this is why God, I guess, is so patient. He got so much love for us. And you yourself, understand, if you wasn't there when the war broke out or someone had accused you and someone walked up to you and said, well, you know, you are charged, or, you know, we're going to send you out a letter. You got to pay this bill. And pay what bill? Well, sir, I'm sorry, sir, but because of one man, the whole boat went down. And because of that, everybody that lives, that was in the ship, and their families have to pay this ship owner. And, you know, he said, oh, man, you're not going to get that. You're not going to get that money from me. Maybe everybody was in the airplane. The pilot crashed the airplane, but everybody aboard the plane died. Some lived, some was injured, but the company says, okay, because your relative was there, you know, the pilot, this, that, and the other, but we want the payment from you. Can you imagine what kind of remarks they were getting from the families? So here's what's happening in 1 Corinthians 15 chapter. And the Bible says that in the 45th verse, it says, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul, and the last man was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit that was first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and after that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthly. Okay? Adam was deceived. He was deceived, and everybody that's born today, even back 2,000 years ago, they are human beings. Because of his bloodline, because of the birth of human beings, we have a death penalty on us. And this is why everybody must go before the judge. You know, all of us have a record. All of us have a record. We have a sin record that was charged to us from birth. We have a sin record. You have a record. I'm sorry. You like it or not, nobody don't like this. Nobody don't like this. That's why they disregard, they turn their back on Christianity, and they make up all kind of excuses. Say, no, you know, this God here, this Jesus, no, I don't want to accept that. I don't accept it because I'm not going to be charged. I was not there. My family was not there. I don't know why we're getting these penalties of talking about we're going to heaven, but we're not going to stay there. People discussing all this rhetoric. No, I was not there. My family was not there. My grandmama, granddaddy, or my granddaddy, grandmama, and sister was not there. So we are not sinners. We're not sinners. I didn't do anything. All I'm doing the best I can around my home. I'm great in my community. I help people. I give out monies, and I go around and fix things. And, you know, I am a good person. So I will not accept this man Adam, what he did, that's what he did. But at the same time, and this is where the truth coming out at. This is where the truth comes. And this is why all those that are Christians should be spreading the word and spreading the light, that we understand your dilemma. We all had to come to the understanding that this man Adam and his family, amen, because they was first on the scene, and because of their inability or their selfishness, amen, caused all of us to have this death sentence on us. So when death come, he come to everybody. Everybody. It's no excuse. Well, I'm sorry, Bishop. I'm sorry. Sir, you're talking good, but I speak French. Okay. I speak Creole. Okay. I speak German. Okay. Well, I'm Spanish. Okay. All right. Keep going. According to Google, and I looked it up, 6,500 different languages, spoken languages in the world. But death is coming everywhere. Everywhere you know. China, Europe, Spain, South America, if there's a tsunami, if there's an epidemic, if there's a tidal wave, whatever, kills people. People die. There's no exemption. And that's why you see the Bible reads that, you know, he saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. You know, in the 13th verse, and the sea gave up the dead which was in it. Death and hell delivered up the dead which was in them. So here's what we want to try to discuss here, that this man Jesus brought a bridge. He brought a bridge between God and man. He brought us back together. Free will, no charge. You just have to believe it. You just have to work on it. You have to examine it. You have to look at it and face the fact that Jesus and God, they are the same. They love us. They care. But the price that we have to pay is giving up our, what we consider, Godship. Because that's what the fallen angel brought. Say Lucifer brought that. He said, you'll be like gods. You know, those people don't believe in God. And, you know, that's, well, I respect you. I respect you. How can you say you don't believe in God when the one that trying to reach you saying that there is a resurrection? There's a resurrection. There is life. And I want to give you life freely because it wasn't your fault. It wasn't your fault. It was not your fault. It was not your problem. Because of that, it's by grace. It's free. All I ask you to do as a Christian to spread the word and live by my rules and regulations. If you decide to call, you can call one. Guests, if you want to like to guess and discuss, 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. If you'd like to call, press 1. We'd be glad to have you to express. We're talking about Jesus, and we're talking about going to heaven. But most of all, and I think one of the problems that you run into, those of us as Christians trying to spread the word that Jesus loved them, is that it's not my fault. And because it's not my fault, I didn't know anything about it. I know God's not going to punish me because it's not my fault. You know, I'm exempt because of my location, my education, my language. And, you know, we got all kind of excuses you can make up. But Blog Talk, amen, as well as other instruments God is using, amen, to try to get the word to you freely, you know, over the air, through technologies, that, yes, it's not your fault. We know it's not your fault. God knows it's not your fault. But you don't have to live with that. You don't have to live with that. You can get exempt from that. It's very easy by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. By accepting him. Now, some say that resurrection of the body, fear of eternal torment, is a prevalent theme. You know, and everything that's going on, that God will and God has, he has a program, and they've got a paradise there, and that God, the God that they know, will not punish them. Their life will go on. And there's another assumption saying there's no conscience of any spiritual existence after death. That's what some are saying. Some are saying personal immortality is based on good works. Some are saying that. And there And some are saying that there will be a physical resurrection. The obedient will live forever with God, and the unrighteous will suffer. Some Jews do not believe in the conscience after death. Some are saying, Hindus are saying, and others are saying that reincarnation into a better status, if a person has been behaved well. And we can go on. We can go on. Amen. If somebody would like to call in, you can just dial one. You dial one. Hello? Hello? We have a caller. You can dial 1-347-215-8816. Now, the issue is, because we do not know that we all have a record. That's one. That's one thing. That's one excuse. I didn't have nothing to do. I didn't know what happened to family, the Adam family, all their children. But see, Adam family brought all the human beings in the world. Just one man and his family, Adam and Eve, brought everybody in this world. Now, Jesus came, and according to the book of Corinthians, according to the book of Corinthians, and it's good to know your Bible, have the right Bible, because the issue is when you sit down or you lay down at night, what have you been taught? The inner man, the spiritual man, amen, he's the one. See, God is spiritual. God is spiritual. God is spiritual. And this body here is going to go back to the dust. As a minister of the gospel, when we over someone, we say ashes to ashes. Earth to, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Go right ahead.
How you doing?
All right, and you?
Brother.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead. We're talking about Jesus Christ, what he's done for us, and eternal life. Go right ahead. Give us your testimony.
This is Brother O'Brien.
Yes, sir, Brother O'Brien.
Yes, from West Palm Beach, Florida.
Okay.
I have a testament among it that is really inspiring to myself, because I came from a long way.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of the most notorious big drug dealers in the state of Florida around. But God brought me out from that. I'm now a minister in the church, Conference of Christ, where Pastor Reba Johnson is my pastor. And my testimony is to the young people.
Okay.
Because now our younger people say, I'm 75 years old. And I've came from a long way, like I said. Because during my time living in Belgrade, Florida, raised in Belgrade, those were times when a lot of people said it was hard to make it. But God blessed me where I didn't have to have not one day of lacking for food. I did not have one day of where I couldn't go get my education. Mm-hmm. And I was a sports figure. I was a baseball player. And God brought me through the baseball world, through different things, to go into the challenging world. And what I mean the challenging world is being a Christian.
Yes.
Being a Christian, you can't do the things that you used to do. You've got to change your walk. You got to change your friends. You got to change a lot of things, because you don't want to go back to the things that brought you to Jesus in the first place.
Amen.
Humility. See, humility brings a lot of people, what I'm saying about humility, because living in the world, what we're living in today, you are humiliated when you become a Christian.
Yes.
Because the enemy is always trying to get into your head. That's what he tried to get in your head. If he gets you, if he beats you for your head, he got you.
Okay.
But praise be the Lord, I had some good teachers. In fact, you were one of them.
Well, God bless you. God bless you.
If you were one of them, and I thank God for you. You've been a mentor to me. You've been a teacher for me. And you and your wife, Mother Poole, God bless both of you all. Thank you for having me on your station this night. I will be on here again with more at a later date. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a good day.
God bless you. Thank you for calling. We really appreciate your call. And through knowledge, God had brought you through. We thank God for your calling.
You're welcome.
Amen. We thank God for a great testimony many young people need to hear. Amen. That's what we're about. Amen. Here on Doctrine of Truth. Amen. One man, amen, gave us, Adam really didn't give us an eternity. All we knew was sin. We were brought up in sin. We walked in sin. We talked in sin. So many people did the best they could, and still doing it now. People are dying all over the world, and we pray God that they have the truth about Christ, that he is the only one God will accept. And not only Christ, did Christ he is the key to God, but he also the key to life, you know, in order for us to do better in this world, he is the key to life. And there was a man called Nicodemus. He came to Jesus by night and asked Jesus a question. And he was a Pharisee. Pharisees believe in working their way to heaven. They believe in angels. They believe in all these different things. But he came to Jesus. He never seen a man talk like this. And there was a third chapter of St. John. It says there was a man, the Pharisee, named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said unto him, "How can a man be born when he is old? How can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except the man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is flesh, which is born of the flesh, is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit." Now here's the issue. Jesus and God, and even people today, if they rationalize it and begin to think about it, all these different fallen spirits they worship and these fallen angels they worship during Halloween, the time of the year when they want to hurt people and all these different things, and it's spiritual. It's spirit. They're spiritual. Now, when it comes to God, they cannot comprehend that God saying that now your flesh cannot make it with him. You cannot go into the new earth and the new heaven with him. The body must go through a change. It must be a new change. It must be a new life change. You must have a body. Amen. And Jesus exhibited that. When he came to this earth as a small child, as he grew up and died on the cross and crucified, and when he rose, his disciples will not accept the fact that the body that he had, that it was really Christ. It was really Christ. And those are saying that, well, you know, God changed. God don't change. when I say that, is it God has changed? Because they said after death, some believe that the body go through all kind of, you will not come back in the same person. You know, those believe that those who enlighten continue to endless reincarnation, rebirth of the earth, based on sinful acts of a person previous life. You know, some believe in reincarnation on what? And but there's no heaven and no hell. Okay, they're basing everything on the natural. They're basing everything on the natural. They're basing what they know on the natural. They're basing what they see in the natural. And that's the problem. They will not, if you take a time out and just look. And you can accept what you see in the natural, the trees, the birds, the planets, and accept what you see in the natural. But also deep within, you have a spiritual man, and you know yourself many times that when you look out and find, oh, this person has died. So without saying something that, you know, very negative and derogatory, oh, they're going to come back again, they're going to live again, there's another God. But really deep down inside, the only real people that knows where the key of life lies is in Jesus Christ, is those that are following Christianity. I mean, Christianity, those that following after the teaching of Jesus. Everybody say they're Christian, but the ones that following after the teaching of Jesus. Amen. Many, oh, I'm a Christ. Like, no. If you are the disciple of the teaching of Jesus, you know, war and rumors of wars and fighting and all of that, that's not the God that we love. The God that created heaven and earth, he is love. He is love, and he is powerful. Amen. He's awesome because of the fact that he can stop any war, anytime. And you can ask anybody of any faith. Amen. They always, in some means, it's what language. Doesn't matter what language of the world, who they are, where they are. They all will tell you about, you know, death, but they can speak about death. But they always begin to speak about there's a greater God somewhere. They call them all kind of names. And that's why it's important, amen, that we here that are listening, amen, take the truth to people. Amen. Tell people the truth. Truth will set them free. Amen. It's good to know. Amen. In a time like these, you should want to know the truth. Amen. The first man, Adam, put a death sentence on all of us. Sickness and disease come down through the bloodline of this first man, Adam. This family, this Adam family, this first two human beings. All the bloodline is contaminated. It's contaminated. Death, sickness, disease, torment, anything you can name. That first man brought death. The first man, Adam, brought chaos. Amen. We are all subject to sickness and disease. But the second man, amen. The second Adam, he's spiritual. The second man, Adam, he's spiritual. He came from God. He's not earth, but God stretched out his hands of mercy, and he sent his son. And his son came through the line, amen, the birth line, amen, the natural line, and he took on flesh, and he walked among us. And that's how powerful God is. That's how powerful he is. And he allowed, and he rose from what? From death. That's why we have life in Christ. That's why we have life in Christ. And you can understand, know, and see it now through Jesus Christ. And Jesus told Nicodemus, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except the man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So you have to be born again. The spirit that all of us have has death sentence and doesn't have life. But once the Spirit of God quickened you and given you life, then the education starts. The education starts, the reiterating and redirecting and encouraging, amen, like from radio stations, from books, from movies, through music. That's when you have to reprogram your mind, reprogram your life. And you'll find, and many, like the brother was on recently, that God gave him life, not only to be an old man, God gave him life, amen, to be an old man, because the first Adam, if you don't be very careful with the first Adam, you would want to take your life because you can't deal with it. See, that's the first thing with the first Adam. He was deceived, and the enemy told him that, well, things is too much. Life is too heavy for you, too much to carry, and, you know, why not give up? But Jesus came along and said, hold on. I come to be with you always, even to the end of the world. At his birth, going through as a child, growing up, but showing God's love, you should be more understanding that God came and walked the earth. Let's say you go to a store or you go any place and you see someone come to your environment, your store. Let's say, for instance, you'd be listening from Alaska, and here we come from South America, and you come and see this person get off the plane. They don't have no heavy coat on. You say, oh, my God. And, you know, he's looking around. He's not sure. Nobody coming to him and let him know, listen, sir, you need to have another coat, because if you don't, you know, you're going to die through disease and cold, pneumonia. You could just name it. Because of the body going through the extreme temperature, he's not comfortable. He's just in a whole new environment. Same thing applies. If a person in Alaska, they would go to South America. He get off the plane with all these coats on, and all this on. The environment is different. This is the picture. When you come to Christ, accept Christ, you're still living here, but you're living in a different environment. Within yourself, you understand you have life, but now you got to really kind of quote and deal with the environment again. And this is why Christianity, sometimes we get bad news, and people that always exploit it when they make a mistake. You know, that was a Christian. Oh, he did this. He dropped the ball. Oh, that was a Christian this. And they always have people that comes on, all type of saying thing about Christian. Oh, Christian this, a Christian that. Jesus said that the spirit man must be born again. You must be born again. Education and environment, that's why you have to come out from among them and be a part of as much as possible believers of the Bible, believers of the Word. And they begin to teach you and guide you, amen. The strongest people, and the strong institution is the church. They're always in the red, sometime in the black, sometime they're up and sometime they're down. But if you look around, you have some of the zoning boards in these different countries, in the cities and the counties, they always fight against churches. Oh, they're always growing. They're growing and growing. A church popping up over here. So many churches coming. Because church was born out of adversity. It was born out of trouble and chaos. Jesus died and he rose through all the different chaos and things that the world threw at Jesus and God. So a Christian, amen, he's just like the wheat and the chaff. A Christian, he's just like, amen, he is a tree, Amen. And whatever that tree produces, amen, you can't change it. You can't change it. Amen. The wheat will grow with the chaff. Amen. The shark will live in the same water with a turtle. Amen. God created things in their own image and their own likeness. God created trees. They shape. God created fish in their own bodies. God created horses. He created all the animals. They live together. They rub shoulders together. But they stay the same. You see. So when you become a Christian, the only battle you have to have, you be going through, is your mind, your education, what you came out of. And people sometimes, they relapse into it, and they don't have another choice. But God came. The church is an alternative to the world chaos. The church is alternative. God said, yes, we can make it. God said, I'm for you. I'm with you. I'm preparing a new heaven and a new earth. So the things that you're doing now, amen, you're writing your own book. You're writing a book in heaven. You're being recorded. You are being recorded. Revelation 20 says you are being recorded. And according to your works, you're being recorded. Amen. You can live here and still, amen, be successful. That's how powerful God is. Because once you become a spirit, now watch this now, that's a thing they call supernatural. You ever heard that terminology? Supernatural. Amen. And transforming. God wants to transform it. Now, watch this now. Jesus said, you must be born again. And Nicodemus had was questioning, and Jesus was referring to the spirit in you. The spirit man in you. The spirit man in you has a supernatural connection with God. You become alive with God in the family of God. Wow. You ever thought about it? Think about it now. Think about it. Here you're living on earth. Let's say you have dual citizenship. You got dual citizenship. Your passport. You go to another country and they look at it and they stamp it and say, okay, once you become born again, accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, let God in. Say, Lord, come into my heart. I accept you as my Savior. And I praise you, Lord, and I accept you. And I thank you for it. And you begin to thank God. And when you get that supernatural peace within you, you have a spiritual connection that Jesus brought. Jesus said, I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Now, some of you have homes and cars and vehicles, and the family has the key. The family has the code. And they know how to get in your car. That you get a family and say, okay, this is the code. This is the key. All my family members know how to get in the house or get in the car or get in the safe deposit box or whatever. This is what Jesus is about. Jesus is the key to heaven. He is the key to heaven. And when you have a supernatural connection with God, God said, I'm going to give you a vision and dream to help you in your problem. Isn't that good? And that's very good. If you ever exercise it, if you ever thought about it, that comes to constant relationship with Christ. A constant relationship. Those of you that are dating, those of you that are want to get married, wondering why things happen, this, that, and the other, you got to have a relationship. You got to have a relationship with your spouse, fiance. You got to have a relationship. And this comes through calling, talking, and seeing the person. The more you get involved with Christ, the more you read your Bible, the more you begin to fellowship, the more confidence and relaxation that you have about what you've been involved in, Christ and Jesus. The more you ask anyone, any athlete, talk to any athlete, talk to any one that's competing against others. They practice, amen. They practice. They work to perfect themselves, even performers. They work to perfect themselves so when it's time to get ready for them to perform, when they go on the stage, against their opponent or they go on the stage with their audience, they feel comfortable because of the fact they had applied themselves, amen, to their studies and to their practice. The same thing applied for Jesus Christ. There are some inner secrets that the family of God has. The world look on the outward part because if they're not being born again, they don't know. If you don't have the key, amen, those that pertain to themselves, that, well, you know, I can go pay somebody to be spiritual, pay spiritual people to tell my future, to tell my fortune. You don't need to do all of that. Once you get involved with the real God and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He has the answer. And like we're saying, with Jesus has the key. He has the code to heaven. Jesus said in St. John 14, no man can come to the Father but by me. He is the bridge between God and man. The first Adam gave us a death sentence. Every human being has died. Their spirit is dead. Amen. And this death angel looking for all dead spirits. He's looking for dead spirits. You ever notice a scavenger, a buzzard that flies around in the world looking for dead bodies? Those scavengers, they look for dead bodies. The same thing about death. If you don't have Christ, He's looking. He's looking for you. Amen. The only thing that can stop Him is the life of God in you. The life of God in you. When you accept Christ, you become alive. You become alive. Alive to everything. You become a light to everything. You notice you turn the light on. Turn your light on. The headlights on. Amen. People can see for miles away. They can see for miles away. They can see you driving. And also, no one else can see you. Bugs. Bugs will come. You know, little annoying animals can come. Because they come into the light. And you have to know when to say, okay, bugs, get out of here. Have something for the bug. To swatch the bug. To spray the bugs or whatever. Because you're giving light to the world. You will give light to the fallen. You will give light to your enemy. Amen. Because you are a light. But they cannot put out your light. They cannot put out your light. God gave you that light. What God? Created the heaven and the earth, the sun and the moon and the stars. And with Him bring peace within. He bring peace within. The peace of God, which passes all understanding. It was a time that you were falling apart. Looked like you just couldn't make it from day to day. But then when God come in, He's concerned. Every father is concerned about his child. And the thing about this God and about His Son, you can be personal. He'll be personal with you. He meets you on your own level. And He will teach you and guide you and lead you to other people. And He will give you the strength. And you can accept Him in your home, in your car, wherever you are. Wherever you are. And then you go find the believers that believe in that God. Yes. Yes, He is powerful. And it's very powerful. Whatever He created, the trees and the grass, one of the powerful seeds that I begin to think about sometimes. You know, these fires break out, all the wet forest fires and different things, but the grass will come back up. After a while, you see the grass. The grass will burn, but after a while, you see the grass come up. Sometimes you can see the trees, the different seeds on the trees, different balls of seeds fall to the ground, and fire bring them open, and they come up. Isn't that powerful? That's the God I'm talking about. He created the heaven and earth, and He have not missed yet. The human beings come with two legs, two arms, one head. Amen. They speak different languages, but He still knows what they're saying. He still knows what they're saying. If you'd like to give a comment today, amen, wherever you are tonight, amen, just press 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. We're talking about going to heaven. We're talking about, amen, life after death. Amen. God take care of you afterwards and now. And that would be the same God. It'd be no mystery. It would be no guessing where I'm going or will I be lost in the number? Did somebody delete my name? No. Jesus clear up everything now. He clear up everything now. He let us know. The disciples were sitting around and they were trying to convince Thomas. Say, Thomas, this is the one, Thomas. No, Thomas, we saw Jesus. Thomas said, wait a minute. I saw them pierced him in his hands and his feet and his side. The only way I'm going to accept that he's alive, because death don't hold him. Death, he's hard to get out of death. Now, I saw the man die. And then Jesus came through the wall. And they, all of them began to tremble. And Jesus said, hold it, peace. Peace. Now, y'all, peace. Hold on. I'm not a spirit. Give me what you're eating. Give me some fish in the honeycomb. Do a spirit eat this? And Jesus began to eat the honeycomb and the fish. He said, now do a spirit eat like this? See, we're going to have a transformed body. Our body is going to be changed. But we're still going to have the two arms and two legs. Amen. We're going to come in a new heaven and a new earth. The new earth. Amen. God's people. What you see now is what you're going to see later on with Christ. Amen. The word of God will not change. Heaven and earth will change, but not the word. Because there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. But the word of God is the same. You can trust God. You can depend on his word. You can depend on it. He is so powerful. He can help you now in your chaos. He can help you now, give you peace, and let you meditate on the word and sit down. Sometimes people can sit down and just relax a while and pray or meditate. And your mind is so powerful than any computer. Amen. Because man makes computers. I'm sorry. Okay. I guess you know that man makes all these computers. God created man. And man makes these computers. The first man, Adam, God said, Adam, whatever you name these animals, whatever you name them, it's okay with me. So we inherit our knowledge and information through the first man, Adam. And we also inherit, amen, bad situations and bad information as well, because we was duped and deceived by the fallen angel. He said, now, if you eat of this tree, you know the difference between good and evil, you see. But we've been enticed, and human beings are being enticed every day, amen, by false knowledge, saying, oh, this is good to eat. Oh, this is good the thing to have. Oh, then after a while, it's just a trap. It's just a trap. Like a fisherman throws his net out. He throws his net out, and he draws in everything in the net. And that's what God's going to do. God throwing his net out like a fisherman. And whoever be trapped in the net, good or bad, and Jesus is going to say, this is mine. This is not mine. And angel, throw him away. I don't want that one. I don't want that one. But Jesus, God loved you so much. And you know it wasn't your fault. I know we're not used to taking on, not being accused. But God said that I'm going to give you life through my son. I'm going to give you life through my son. And Jesus brought us life. Here and now, he brought us life. Wherever you are, you got to try him. That's a secret. If man knew how to accomplish life without God or without Christ, man would be still living now. 5,000, 6,000 years old, 3,000 years old. But no, God got life. And God says, we're going to have a new heaven and a new earth. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, yes. God bless you. Listen, Father, we ask you to bless our look upon those that are here, Father in heaven. The listeners, in the name of Jesus, that the Holy Spirit would touch and deliver and cleanse their mind from all that's evil. And Lord, if they ask you to come in their heart and forgive them of all their sins, which we know and they know they didn't do it, they know nothing about it until they hear about your word, about your son that come that love them and care for them and care for their situation right now. And Lord, because of their listeners, Lord, we ask you to bless them and deliver from all infirmities, all sickness and disease. Show them a way. Show them the way out. Show them peace and show them power in your name. In Jesus' name, we say, God bless you and God bless you. Those we'd like for you to write, you're able to write. Amen. You can write, amen, Doctrine of Truth and P.O. Box 25888 Tamarack, Florida 33320 USA. Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888 Tamarack, Florida 33320 USA. Or you would like to visit us on YouTube, youtube.com/user JCI Ministries. YouTube.com/user JCI Ministries. If you have a chance, you can visit our page at facebook.com/ Jesus Christ International Ministries.inc. facebook.com/ Jesus Christ International Ministries.inc. Or you can go to the website JCIMinistries.org. JCIMinistries.org. Amen. Tell someone, call someone. Amen. You can also, after the program later on tonight or tomorrow, go back to Doctrine of Truth and pull up the program. Amen. You can listen to it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Many more studies and outlines are there to help increase your faith. And let you know you're not by yourself. You're not by yourself. Amen. If you fall down, you can get up. That's what Jesus came to do. Jesus came that we might have life. Amen. He knows sometimes we stumble. We know sometimes there's always things that are happening to the world. There's always recalls. Amen. There's always bankruptcy. Amen. Many of us went through, amen, sudden surprises in our bank accounts and jobs and certain surprises, amen, in the communities, amen, by a couple of people made mistakes and just ricocheted all over the world, amen, but thank God, amen, if you stay positive and search God, amen, you will find that when you get on your feet, you can be able to analyze what is really important, what is really important. Things can come and go. Amen. And God is still here. God is still here. We can rebuild with God. You can rebuild your life. That's what Christ come to rebuild your life. He come to give you more energy and insight. Amen. But you have to stay faithful. You have to stay positive. Amen. We know there's changing in the weather. There's changing in the season. And all of us go through changes. Amen. But that does not cause us to give up on life. Don't give up on God, because God won't give up on you. He cares for you and He loves you. We're saying to you, amen. Tell a friend, call a friend, amen. Tell them to go to Doctrine of Truth, Block Talk Radio. Go to Doctrine of Truth and view the program. Amen. Send comments, write in comments, amen. Encourage someone. Amen. A word is more precious than money and time. And I pray for you. I pray for you. Send in your prayer request. Amen. To Blog Talk Radio, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida. Or you can go to our website and email at www.jciministries.org. And after a prayer request, and we'll put you in our prayer box. We'll keep you in prayer. Amen. Constant, constant, constant. Always be constant. Amen. Relationship with God. Reading the Word. Visiting, of course, being an environment. Amen. Of believers. Being an environment of believers. Amen. Same way you go to a game or a place where you have people that have things in common. Amen. Find a place to go. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Block Talk Radio, Doctrine of Truth.